When Pierre de Coubertin founded the modern Olympic Games, he fell short of requiring participant countries to declare a truce, as they had in ancient times. Since 1993, before every Olympiad, a truce has been declared by UN resolution, and then the 135 signatories have gone about their businesses. Frustrated by this state of affairs, on Wednesday, a man named Michael Bates approached the House of Lords in London wearing hiking boots and a bright red parka. It was rather informal attire for a lord, but Mr. Bates can be forgiven. His arrival marked the end of a 6.3 million step journey that began in Olympia, Greece on April 22nd. He joins me on the line from London. Lord Bates, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much, Jack. Good to talk with you.
What possessed you to walk 2,823 miles?
Frequently asked question, not least by members of my own family. But the reason was that I had become very interested in an instrument of the United Nations called the Olympic Truce. It's a resolution of the United Nations which calls on signatories to observe a period of peace and reconciliation during the timing of the Olympic and Paralympic Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it would be a great thing if for London 2012 we could try and, for the first time, to implement that.
Along the way, on your very long walk, you met with Pope Benedict, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and IOC President Jacques Rogge, among many others. Did they support your idea?
Oh, very much so. In fact, in all those three instances, very strongly so. You know, what we're not talking about here necessarily is everyone in the world just in an idealistic way, you know, sort of putting down their arms and hugging each other. We're all realists, and we realize that's not going to happen. But what we do say is, when a country says to a UN resolution, which they put their name to, they said, we will observe a truce and pursue initiatives for peace and reconciliation between July 27th, 2012, and September the 9th, 2012, mm-hmm. then you should do what you say. Otherwise, you shouldn't have signed it.
What was the most rewarding moment of your walk?
Well, I think in terms of rewarding, sitting with the UN Secretary General in Geneva on the day that the resolution came through and was not only signed by every country in the world, but also co-sponsored by them. I think that was a marvelous moment. But also, as a politician, having been in party politics for quite a long time, I know there's a world of difference between a politician's words and their actions. And now what we have to do is say, listen, there's lots happening in the world, which is difficult at the moment economically and also from a security point of view, as well as being sensible and taking seriously the threats. Can we also not grasp the opportunities which are before us as well?
Lord Michael Bates walked from Olympia to London in support of an Olympic truce. Lord Bates, thank you very much for speaking with me.
A real pleasure. Thank you.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Perotti. Our intern is Jeremy Lin. Actually, it's Jeremy Conlin, but could you have resisted? Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. For the opportunity to further explore the stories you've just heard, or perhaps lend us your linguistic puns, visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. In our final word, Lord Michael Bates explains why he left the floor of Parliament to pick up the phone.
What could be more important than doing the NPI?
Well, okay, but wouldn't promoting world peace by walking from Olympia to London come in a close second? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at gatesfoundation.org. And the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.